Hello, Mary in Ohio. How are you doing out there today? Hopefully you are having a great day. It's a beautiful day out there. It's kind of cool, but for the morning, and we can expect that during the morning, but it is a beautiful October the 5th of 2023. So enjoy your day and be safe out there. This is Linda Sims here live on WGH Talk. And we also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Also, you can download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH or call in during a live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments to my guest or to myself, or maybe you just want to say something about the subject that we're talking about, but you're free to do that. Thank you for your continued support, and thank you for listening to WGH Talk, a voice of a people, with Linda Sims live. Also, let me share this with you. Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist. These are longtime supporters of our show. He is located at LLC is the name of the company. He is licensed. It's at 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-223-1515. Or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement is free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place October 21st. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Also, don't forget they have a wellness fitness walk campus area adjacent to their sanctuary. So, and that is open to the public, so please take advantage of that. We also have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator for Child Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which is a faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and County Elementary Schools, along with North Union City and County Elementary Schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939. If you're interested in your students being a part of this program, you may also pick up registration forms in your students' school's office. They need your permission for your students to be a part of this program. Okay, I'd like to start my show off with a thought for today. This thought is titled, Staying Peaceful. Desires cause peace to disappear. You think that acquiring things will make you feel secure, but the reality is that the more you have, the more fear there usually is of losing it. And the further you are from peace, desires are the causes of all conflicts. What you want, when you want something and cannot get it, you become frustrated. Learning to be free from desires is learning how to stay peaceful. Okay, now, I was going to give those announcements for the Ohio Marion County Historical Society, but you will be doing that today, Fred, yes. Right? Okay, Fred Malone is my guest today. Good to see you again,
Fred. Good
morning.
Yeah, good to see you.
He is the chairman of the Marion County Historical Society, and we are so pleased to have you today.
Well, first off, I'm only going to be with you for your first hour, so
right,
kind of on limited time. I just wanted to make a couple of announcements with regard to the Historical Society, and then I want to move on to talking a little bit about what people can do in this beautiful fall weather we have coming up. So,
right.
First off, the ham and bean dinner that was scheduled for the 14th, unfortunately, has been canceled. We weren't able to sell enough advance tickets for the dinner, so we made the decision last week to cancel it for this year, and we'll give it another shot next year. Hopefully it'll do better.
Right.
I don't know whether we were in conflict with other things going on or whether people were waiting till the last minute, but unfortunately when you're planning a dinner like that, you had to have a cutoff date.
Right. Right.
Because you need to know how much to cook. And
right.
Unfortunately, we were getting down to the cutoff date a couple of days away, and we'd only sold a handful of tickets. So anyway, we'll try it again next year. The annual dinner with the presidents is coming up on Saturday, November the 4th. We do have tickets still available for that dinner, but the cutoff date is coming up on Thursday, October the 18th. So if you are interested in attending the dinner with the presidents, keep in mind that you must get your tickets before the 18th. That's our last date for buying tickets. Now, the dinner is going to be held this year at All Occasions Catering and Banquets Facility, which is down just outside of Waldo to the south. There is still plenty of general seating available. General seating is $35 for adults, $20 for children between the ages of 5 and 12. We do not recommend it for under 5, but that's a little bit better price for kids. And kids 7, 8, 9, 10 years old really enjoy this event. We usually get quite a few kids of that age bracket in there. So, again, the general seating tickets are still available. VIP seating is all sold out. This year we have featured presidents James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson, Chester Arthur, and Theodore Roosevelt. They'll be speaking this year. And then also in the audience, I have Martin Van Buren, Ulysses Grant, Benjamin Harrison, Warren Harding, Harry Truman, Zachary Taylor. And a new twist this year, I've got two first ladies that will have their own tables this year. Nellie Taft, who was William Howard Taft's wife, and Mamie Eisenhower, who was the wife of General Dwight David Eisenhower. Master ceremonies this year, and again, will be Colonel Edmund W. Starling. He was a White House Secret Service agent from 1914 to 1943, served five different U.S. presidents as their personal bodyguard, and has quite the tale to tell. And our special guest speaker again this year is Mary Ellen Withrow, 40th Treasurer of the United States.
Wow.
So again, that event will be held on Saturday, November the 4th from 4:30 to 7:30 at All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility in Waldo. Please call in at 740-387-4255 to reserve tickets. You can buy tickets and pick them up at the door and pay for them there. You can go online at www.marianhistory.com and order tickets there and pay for them with PayPal.
Okay.
Or you can stop in at the museum, which is located at 169 East Church Street here in Marion, from Monday through Friday from 8:30 till 4, and buy them there. Or you can stop in right now while the museum is open Wednesday through Sunday 1 to 4 and purchase them there. So all kinds of different ways to get your tickets.
Okay.
But again, October the 18th is the cutoff for that event.
I know the ham and bean has my stomach growling.
Yeah, me too. I was really looking forward to having that. And again, we'll give it another try next
right.
year. Maybe we'll have better luck with it next year. It's been several years since we did it. And, you know, unfortunately, Linda, with a lot of things, the people that used to attend that dinner, a lot of the folks that used to attend that dinner pretty regularly every year, unfortunately have passed on. You know, we're
right.
You know, in a lot of organizations, especially historical societies, most of our membership are older people, and as years march by, we
right.
we lose them. I mean, you know,
we
unfortunately none of us live forever, and so that seems to be a problem with a lot of different organizations. But anyway, we'll give it another shot
right,
next year.
Right.
All right, I can't remember exactly where I left off last time we were talking about places to go and places to visit in Ohio. You know, fall is an absolutely wonderful time
Beautiful.
To take day trips.
Yes.
And a lot of what I've been talking about when I was here the last time were things that you can do on I think some of the TV stations call them one-tank gas trips.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, with the way gas is priced today, one-day trips are about all you can take anymore. I did want to mention, if I had not mentioned it, the presidential sites again that we have here in Ohio. Of course, we're lucky to have Warren Harding's site right in our backyard, and if
yes.
you haven't been to see the new presidential museum and library here in Marion, you should make a trip there. William McKinley, is his memorial and museum is located in Canton. It's a fabulous place to visit. His memorial is up on top of a big hill, so you've got a lot of steps to walk up to get there. But when you get there, it's very impressive to see. And the museum is absolutely fantastic as well. President Garfield's located in Mentor, Ohio, which is just west of Cleveland. It's quite the facility. There's a museum there and also the home that they lived in and that his wife lived in after his assassination. Several acres on the grounds, very worthwhile to visit there. Again, you can drive up there in a couple hours and back in a couple hours. So it's a great day trip. President Grant's home is located in Point Pleasant, which is down on the Ohio River. He lived a very short time in Ohio and then moved out to Illinois, but his birthplace site is preserved there, and they have a nice museum and well worth visiting. William Howard Taft in Cincinnati, very impressive. The Taft family was very wealthy. A long line of politicians came from that family. They were art collectors as well, so that is also a great place to visit. And, of course, Rutherford B. Hayes, his home is in Fremont. Spiegel Grove is what it's called. There's, I think, 30 acres on the site. They have a wonderful museum, and the house that they built is huge, a three-story mansion with a beautiful front porch that wraps around. Also a great, great place to go. Most of these presidents are buried at the site of their memorials. Interesting thing about Rutherford B. Hayes, of course, he, along with some of the others, were Civil War veterans, and he and his wife were both buried on the site, as well as his horse that he rode during the Civil War. He was a commanding general during the Civil War, and his horse is buried there too. And I find that very interesting.
I do too.
Yeah. Of course, the presidents Harrison we claim as Ohio, but most of their time was spent either in Virginia or Indiana, so no necessarily a site that I mentioned about those. But we are the birthplace of presidents. We do claim births to eight different presidents, so there's a lot of great things to see there in Ohio. We are fortunate in Ohio to have one of the few national parks located on the East Coast. And that's just about an hour and a half or a two-hour drive from here, and that's Cuyahoga Valley National Park, which is over in the eastern part of the state. Runs up from Akron all the way up into nearly into the Cleveland area.
Okay.
Beautiful, beautiful park. The Cuyahoga River runs through that park. They have a train that runs through the park that you can actually take a ride on. They've got a steam train and a diesel train both. That will take you from one end of the park to the other. If you so desire, it makes a stop. I believe, I can't remember the name of the little burg that it stops in, but you can get off and shop there for an hour or two and then pick up the train and ride back to the station. Most people pick the train up in Independence, Ohio. And you can go either north or south if you get on the train in Independence. It also goes into Akron and stops at the Quaker State, which used to be where they made the Quaker Oats. And there's a little shopping area there, too. But this time of year, especially, it's absolutely beautiful. When the leaves start to change and you get all the colors that Ohio is known for, that train ride is fantastic.
And sounds like fun.
It is. And if you're interested, around Christmas time, the month of December, they do a Santa Claus train as well, which is fantastic for the kids. Kids really enjoy it. They'll have Santa Claus on board. There's a potbelly stove on board the train that heats the train, and it's just a lot of fun. So keep that in mind. It's part of the Cuyahoga Valley National Park. We also are home to the Wayne National Forest, which is one of the largest national forests, with the exception, of course, of the Great Smoky Mountains and the Blue Ridge Mountains. But it's one of the larger national forests that is located on the eastern seaboard, and that takes in several counties in southern Ohio, mostly in southeastern Ohio, although there are fingers of it that run over into the southwestern part of the state. We also have a small national park called Zaleski National Forest, and that is located very near the Wayne National Forest. The majority of the Wayne National Forest is located in Vinton County, which is Ohio's smallest popular, I'll get this right in a minute, populated counties. Okay. It is very remote. MacArthur is the county seat, and that is located just a little bit north and west of Athens County. So we are fortunate to have both of those located in the state of Ohio. And again, this time of the year is a great time of the year just to take a drive.
Yes, it is.
Around Ohio. And if you go up to Ashtabula County, which is just a little bit west of Cuyahoga County, where Cleveland's located, Ashtabula is the home of, I think, 10 or 11 covered bridges. They call it Covered Bridge County. So that's another couple-hour drive away. In fact, as I said, from where we are located in Marion, you could hit almost every point, north, south, east, or west, in Ohio in about 2 hours.
Right.
So we're pretty centrally located, just a little bit north of Columbus.
That's true.
So that's another great place to be. Wyandotte County, just to the north of us, has two covered bridges. Of course, Marion County has a covered bridge of its own that was just recently built a few years ago out near the golf course, just a little bit to the south. So if covered bridges are your thing, Ohio has a lot of them. Fairfield County has a lot of covered bridges as well, and that's just a little bit north of and east of Franklin County in Columbus. So some of the things you can do just by filling up your gas tank and taking a drive. Right next door to us in Richland County, beautiful place to take a drive during the fall of the year when the leaves are starting to change. Of course, Malabar, one of my favorite places, Malabar Park, State Park, home of Lloyd Brumfield, has a place called Mount Gees, which is the highest place in the county. That's on the state park property. You can drive up there and see all around. Mohican, of course, Mohican State Park is located over there, campgrounds there. Malabar Park, you can drive through. There's walking trails there that you can do. If you're a horse lover, there's equestrian trails there as well. So you can load your horses up into the trailer, drive over to Malabar. There's a staging area where you can leave your trailer and your truck or car and ride your horse all around the park and see all those beautiful colors this time of year. So we're very, very fortunate that we have all those different areas that we can drive through. Ohio has 67 state parks in it. 67. I would put us up against any other state in the union against the number of state parks that we have here.
That's a
so
lot.
We're very fortunate to have that many. This is a time for a lot of great festivals that are taking place around the state of Ohio.
Fall festivals.
Fall
right?
festivals, absolutely. There's a lot of them. Just going to mention a few. October the 6th, which is actually tomorrow. Is the Columbus Mac and Cheese Festival. Now, I don't know anybody that doesn't like macaroni and cheese,
right.
You know. But you can snack on mac and cheese samples from a lot of restaurants in the state central region. It's a very festive atmosphere. It includes live music and entertainment. There's also children's activities, and there will be a raffle. And that is at Easton Town Center. Very easy to get to. A lot of people go down to shop at Easton Town Center. And that's at the Yard at Easton Town Center. And that is tomorrow from 4 to 7:30. This weekend, October the 6th, 7th, and 8th, is the 60th annual Ohio Gourd Show.
Oh, okay.
Now, the Gourd Show used to be over in Mount Gilead. A lot of people remember it when it was held in Mount Gilead. But for the last several years, it has been in Delaware. They will have vendors, workshops. There is a gourd competition, which you can either view or enter if you so desire. You can dine on dinner there. There'll be all kinds of vendors there with different things. They'll be celebrating gourds. This year's theme is Gourdians of the Galaxy. Gourdians of the Galaxy. I thought that was a great thing.
It is.
It's at the Delaware County Fairgrounds, which is located on Pennsylvania Avenue in Delaware. The hours are Friday from 9 to 5, Saturday from 9 to 6, and Sunday from 10 to 4. And the great thing about this event is it's free.
Okay.
It doesn't cost you anything to get in.
That's even better.
Even better, even better. And then, of course, everybody's favorite, the last festival, the last basically large festival in Ohio that kind of wraps up the season is the Circleville Pumpkin Show.
Oh, yes.
And everybody talks about the Circleville Pumpkin Show. If you have never been, you need to go at least once in your lifetime. I have to tell you, the first time I ever went to the Circleville Pumpkin Show, I was about 10 years old. Mm. So this would have been in the late 50s. We lived in southern Ohio at the time, and driving from Lucasville up to Circleville was a bit of a hike. But when we got there, we parked at the edge of town. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you, I think I walked 3 miles before I ever saw a pumpkin. Because of all the cars that were there.
Oh, my.
But once you get to the downtown area where everything is, it's absolutely fabulous. Mm. So make sure you carve out some time for this fall festival featuring a large pumpkin contest.
Yes.
Features the largest pumpkin in the state.
They get pretty big.
Oh, dude, they do. They? I mean, we're talking over 1,000 pounds,
yes.
You know, for
wow.
The biggest one. There's an art show that takes place. There's baked goods that you can buy. Everything imaginable, mm-hmm. made out of pumpkins. Of course, pumpkin pie being the most favorite. But pumpkin cookies, there's pumpkin desserts of all kind. There's pumpkin drinks. There's you name it. They make, if it's made out of pumpkins, they can do it.
Wow.
There's a Miss and a Little Miss Pumpkin Show. There's a Queen contest. All kinds of other fair food and things like that. So also live entertainment. There's a pet parade. And again, it just celebrates everything pumpkins. And again, that's the last big festival in Ohio. And I think that is just the week after the Fairfield County Fair, which is the last county fair in Ohio. So that'll be the week before that, which should
wow.
actually be next week.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's in downtown Circleville. You can go on their website at pumpkinshow.com to see what all is available, and you get the times and all that type of things there. So absolutely a wonderful place to go. A lot of other festivals and things taking place. A lot of other things that you can do in general. I said a minute ago, I was talking about the Ashtabula Covered Bridge. There is a festival called the Ashtabula Covered Bridge Festival, and that's October the 14th to the 15th, so that'll be the following weekend.
Right.
You can take a self-guided driving tour to 19 covered bridges. I think I said 12. There's 19. And support local vendors along the way. Visit the longest and the shortest covered bridges in the nation, mm-hmm. and enjoy a festival at the local fairgrounds. So there you'll have live entertainment, you'll have food, you'll have crafts, there's a car show, a parade, all kinds of souvenirs, there's children's activities, just anything and everything you can imagine at a
right.
festival. But the big thing is take that self-guided driving tour and see those bridges.
Mm.
Absolutely fantastic.
My
dad,
they are.
Oh, it is. My dad took me up there when I was probably 13, 14 years old. And I've never been back since, and I need to make that tour again.
Right.
Just seems like, Linda, there's just not enough time and not enough days to get everything done you like to do. But again, that's at the Ashland County Fairgrounds, and that is October the 14th through the 15th. Again, go to their website, coveredbridgefestival.org, for more information. Do you like crows?
Birds?
Yes.
Not particularly, but...
You know, not a lot of people do. They're kind of noisy.
Right,
with all
right.
that noise
they're
they
big
make.
Big, too, anymore, aren't they?
Yes, but Ohio has a crow festival.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. October 14th through the 29th. Crow lovers unite to herald the annual migration of crows at this event, featuring a variety of crow-inspired artwork from many different mediums, as well as food trucks, craft beer, art awards, and a masquerade costume ball. And this is held at the Mansfield Art Center right next door to us, over in Mansfield. And that's located at 700 Marion Avenue. For more information at that one, go to mansfieldcenter.org. And that's going to be held Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4, and Sunday, 11 to 4. And again, that is the 14th through the 29th. So you got 2 weekends there that you're going to attend that one. Of course, we have to talk a little bit about things that are going on that go bump in the night. Mm-hmm. So October the 28th, we have Boo in the Berg. Boo in the Berg, and that's going to be held in downtown Millersburg. Now, Millersburg, of course, is in the heart of the Amish country.
Okay.
And that is, let's see, I forget what county that is. Holmes County, I believe. Sample of a variety of Ohio wine, craft beers in historic downtown Millersburg. There'll be other refreshments as well as live music and great food. And you can find out more about that one by going to historicdowntownmillersburg.com. And again, that is on October the 28th, Boo in the Berg. There's so many things we can do around here. While we're talking about pumpkins and Halloween, we just missed this festival. It happened to be last weekend, but it's called the Jack Pines Festival. Have you ever heard of Jack Pine?
I don't think so.
Jack Pine grew up in Laurelville, Ohio, which is in Hocking County, where I grew up. And when he graduated from high school, he always wanted to work with glass, and he wanted to be a glass blower. So he went to trade school to learn how to blow glass, worked with the famous glass blower Gil Hooley, who does a lot of work down at in Columbus at one of the big areas down there, and started to get well known around the country. Went to California, opened a studio in California, and blew glass there, particularly pumpkins. That was his big thing, pumpkins. Okay. And for years he worked there. He worked some in Colorado in his own studio. And about 7 or 8 years ago, his mother fell ill, and he came back home to Laurelville to help his dad take care of his mother. She passed away shortly thereafter, and he stayed. He opened a studio just outside of Laurelville, and he has now around 40 different glass blowers that he's trained and work with him, and others that have trained with him and have gone out on their own. But every year, he has a big festival there. But the shop is open year-round. So if you Google Jack Pine, pumpkins, you can learn all about him and his artwork. My wife and I took some friends of ours down last summer to his studio. The festival attracts like 10,000 people. I mean, it's a big deal. So we tend to avoid that.
it's
pretty crowded. But I would encourage people to take a drive down and see what he does. He does other things besides pumpkins, but he's well known for his pumpkins. But he has a beautiful studio there. He has a nice gift shop area and quite a bit of an area there where his grounds are. So take in Jack Pine. Also another really, really great place. Talk some more about some festivals. October 6th and 7th, that would be Saturday and Sunday, correct? Friday and Saturday.
Yes, Friday and Saturday.
Put in Bay's Oktoberfest. There's a lot of Oktoberfest going on right now.
Okay.
This is the 30th annual Oktoberfest located in scenic downtown Put in Bay. Have you been to Put in Bay?
No, I've heard of it, though.
It's a great place to go. You pretty much have to go spring, summer, and fall because it's closed down in the winter. It's an island out in Lake Erie, so the boats, the ships that take you over to the island don't run in the winter. Obviously, they can't run once the lake freezes up.
Right.
But usually, by the time October is over, they've shut down running the boats. But right now, they have the Put-in Bay Oktoberfest, which is going on, as we said, October 6th and 7th. You can visit the downtown, celebrate the Oktoberfest. They have a lot of German foods, of course, there. Live polka. People like polka music and like to dance polka. That's one of their very, very exciting events that they have there. It's accompanied, of course, with German-style music and much, much more. A lot of great German food. I've been to it, but it's been a long time since I've been there. And that's located in the park right downtown, the De Riviera Park, which is right on the square in downtown Port Clinton. Also there is Perry's Victory Monument. Okay. If you've never been there before, I forget the how high it is, but it's like 500-600 feet high. Mm. And it celebrates Oliver Hazard Perry's victory on Lake Erie during the War of 1812.
Okay.
And it's also a national park.
Okay.
So you can take an elevator up to the very top and look out all the way across the lake and actually see clear into Canada from that point.
Wow.
So you can see that too. It's located, as I said, downtown Put-in Bay. If you're interested in that, visit puttinbay.com and search events, and it will be located on their events. Also, on October the 8th is the 51st annual Woolly Bear Festival.
Woolly Bear.
Now, I'm going to throw some out you probably never heard of before.
No, not that.
Make your way to this storied gathering that originated in Birmingham, Ohio in 1973. Within 5 years, the festival had outgrown that area in attendance and size when they started seeing 10,000 people show up for the one-day event. Enjoy delicious food, watch a parade, and see whose pet wins the Woolly Bear Look-Alike Contest. So you dress your dog up in a costume, and you attend the Woolly Bear Festival. It's a lot of fun. It's located in downtown Vermilion, which is up in the just be west of Cleveland on Main Street. So that, again, is taking place on October the 8th, and you can go to vermilionohio.com and get more information on that big event. Couple of the places that I want to mention going, and then we'll go back to some more festivals. I did mention Cuyahoga Falls or Cuyahoga National Park a few minutes ago. While you're there, Cuyahoga Falls is a town, and that has downtown shopping, dining, ice skating during the winter. It's a very historic town. It's been around for a long, long time. The Cuyahoga River runs through there, very big, one of the large rivers in Ohio. Just a lot to see there. The Akron Zoo is nearby. I think we talked a little bit about the Akron Zoo when I was here the last time. Ohio has four different zoos,
yes.
Akron, Cincinnati, Columbus, and Toledo. During October the 14th and 15th, the 21st and 22nd, and the 28th and 29th, which would be the next 3 weekends in October, you can go to the zoo and dress up for ghosts and goblins and trick-or-treat during Boo at the Zoo. And that take place on those 3 weekends. During the wintertime, they have wild lights like they do down at Columbus there.
Okay.
And that is November 24th through December the 29th. So that's also something you can take a part of. While you're in the Akron area, don't forget to stop at Stan Hewitt Hall and Gardens. Now, Stan Hewitt Hall is a Tudor-style home built at the turn of the century, 1910-1912, by George Seiberling. George Seiberling was the founder of the Goodyear Tire Rubber Company.
Mm-hmm.
And he built a 70-plus room Tudor mansion on this property, which is now, I think, comprised of around 30, 35 or 40 acres. You can tour the home, and the gardens are absolutely fantastic. No charge to tour the gardens. That's open to the public and free. If you want to go through the house, there's a small charge for that.
Right.
But it's fabulous. They had 10 or 11 children. They were one of the richest families in the United States. Of course, being the founder of the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company, he made his fortune there in rubber and tires and so forth. He named the property Stan Hewitt after a Tudor name. And when they built the property, they styled it after Tudor homes, which are popular in England and Scotland. And while they were designing their home and deciding what to put in it, they made a trip to England to tour Tudor homes over there to get some ideas. And they discovered one home that was up for sale. Anything and everything was in the home was for sale.
Okay.
And so he and his wife toured the home. And after touring the home, the gentleman that was selling the house said, "Well, is there anything in the home that you'd like to buy?"
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Seiberling said, "Yes, there is one thing." And the guy thought, "One thing? That's all she wants to buy in this big home?" She said, "Yes." That's all I want. One thing. He said, well, what is it you want? She said, I want the master bedroom. You want what? I want the master bedroom completely dismantled and moved to the house that we're building in Ohio. So they did.
Okay.
They took the house down, removed the entire bedroom, which is absolutely huge. I think it's something like, I want to say 1,000 square feet.
Wow.
Just the bedroom.
The
bedroom, and had it recreated in the new home that they have there in Akron. But it's absolutely beautiful place to see. You can go to their website, stanhewitt.org, and check out all the different times you can go through there. But during the holidays, they have an open house at Christmas. They decorate the house all up in Christmas decorations.
Gorgeous.
It absolutely is gorgeous. Just to give you some sort of a hint here, there is a full-size swimming pool on the second floor of the house. Inside.
Okay.
There is a bowling alley in the basement floor of the house. The music room, I think, is something like 2,500 square feet. Just the music room. There are three dining rooms that are connected that you can seat up to 250 people in. It's unbelievable.
Sounds unbelievable.
Hale Farm and Village, that's also in that particular area. That's part of the Western Reserve Historical Society. It's an indoor and outdoor living history museum. You can explore what it would have been like to live back during the 1800s. There's a walking tour through different historic buildings and grounds. Generally, they'll have people dressed up in costumes of the period. There are farm animals there. You can get hands-on experience. They do have a glass blower there also that does glass blowing.
Okay.
And while you're at Hale Farm, and by the way, you can check that out by visiting their website. Just Google Hale Farm and Village. Again, go to downtown Akron. There are other things to do there as well. There's art shows, food, shopping, all kinds of different activities for the family, live music at many times, great shopping downtown Akron. During the summer, they have the Akron Rubber Ducks, which is the AA team of the Cleveland Indians.
Okay.
They have a beautiful stadium in downtown Akron that, seats, I think, around 4,000 people, which is fantastic for a AA baseball club. Moving on, I think we've got time for a few more festivals. If we go to Southeast Ohio, has an Oktoberfest that takes place in my hometown, Logan, Ohio. All kinds of stuff going on there. Of course, you're right near all the parks that are located in the Hocking County area. you can check that out by going to, let's see, what is their website here? Just Google Oktoberfest, Logan, Ohio. Chillicothe has a Halloween festival, October the 13th through the 15th. Downtown Chillicothe, all kinds of spooky things going on there. Street vendors, all kinds of food, live entertainment. The old-time Herb Fair and Harvest Festival, which takes place in West Union, Ohio, which is in the western part of the state down near the border. That's a fall festival which features herbs and herbal products that you can buy. There's 150 crafters and artisans at that festival. They'll have classes there. You can get all kinds of fresh food and things made with different herbs and things like that. And they even have a pumpkin cannon.
Wow.
Where you can load up a pumpkin and shoot it at something or see how far you can shoot it. This is one of my favorites, and I used to go to this one. This is down in Coshocton, near Roscoe Village, apple butter stirring festival. They make apple butter outside in the big kettle.
So good.
Oh, yeah. This was October the 20th through the 22nd. Stir up some fun at this festival featuring arts and entertainment, crafts and food vendors, all kinds of kid activities. You can actually take a boat ride on the canal. That's still in existence there. Live history tours, visit the village, historic Roscoe Village, which is a preservation of the buildings that were built in the early 1800s. get more information there by visit Coshocton.com/events. And again, that's taking place October the 20th through the 22nd. More festivals in the southwest part of the state. We have the Fall Farm Fest that takes place, excuse me, in Troy, Ohio. Enjoy the Miami County Parks District's biggest event of the year. Again, beautiful leaves changing colors then. Beautiful, beautiful foliage. Two-day event, which is October the 14th and 15th. They have all kinds of pumpkins. There's pony rides. They have a scarecrow lane and also a six-acre corn maze, which those are really popular this time of the year.
Okay.
And that will take place at the Lost Creek Reserve in Troy. And again, that's the 14th and 15th. This is one of the fun ones that my wife and I enjoyed a few years ago. The Ohio Sauerkraut Festival. This is in downtown Waynesville. That's clear down in the southeastern part of the state, but right around in the Dayton area, somewhere around in that area. held in Waynesville, October 14th and 15th. They draw approximately 460 craft vendors. Mm. It completely lines the entire downtown 3 or 4 block area, up one side, down the other, from over 25 states, and features a menu of nearly 60 different different sauerkraut-themed food items.
Okay.
I've had everything from sauerkraut stew,
really?
To sauerkraut cookies,
oh, no,
to sauerkraut popcorn. You just cannot believe all the things that they make out of sauerkraut.
Wow.
Again, that's the 14th and 15th. It's a weekend-long event in downtown Waynesville. Go to sauerkrautfestivalwaynesville.com. You can get more information on that.
That's just like rhubarb pie.
Oh.
I still can't get my mind twisted around that.
I know. And people make everything out of rhubarb, you know?
Yeah, they do.
But this sauerkraut festival is fantastic. And if you're an antique person, they've got several different antique stores and malls there in the town as well. And they have the second oldest operating in Ohio,
right,
there.
Right.
It's the second oldest, the oldest one being Lebanon, the Golden Lamb, which is over on the western part of Cincinnati. But we stayed at that inn. It was absolutely fantastic. Last one I'll mention today, because I think we're running out of time, is the Cincinnati Coffee Festival. And that takes place October the 21st and 22nd. Perk up at the Midwest Premier Caffeine Lovers event. So you got to be a caffeine lover and like coffee to go to this one. Attracting thousands of attendees, as well as coffee roasters, tea and coffee shops, bakeries, bakers, pastry shops, chocolates from all over the Southwest region.
That sounds good.
Oh, it does. This event also includes demonstrations, samples, and a latte art throwdown, and lots of live music. And this is at the Music Hall in downtown Cincinnati. And you can check that out by going to CincinnatiCoffeeFestival.com for times and prices.
Okay, that chocolate sounded really good. I didn't have breakfast this morning.
Oh, man, there are just so many things that you can do in Ohio.
It
and,
sure is.
And we have just barely scratched the surface.
I bet,
Scratched the surface. I will mention, Malabar Farm, a great place to go when the leaves start to change. Just to drive over and to drive around Richland County with the hills and so forth. And then right inside of Mansfield is the Kingwood Center.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've never been to the Kingwood Center, and that's located on Park Avenue, if you're heading downtown into downtown Mansfield, you go right past Kingwood. That's also very beautiful.
We are out of time. Thank you for
everything. See you next time.
Yes, I'll be so excited. I know you have a lot to share with us till next time. So thank you for listening to A Voice of the People with Fred Malone today. Stay with me till the next hour. Till then, God bless.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
How much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything, which most parents, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. Well, she wasn't real, because most mothers lose their temper sometime and they get mad, and so on and so forth. Anyway.
To the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, legendary actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more